My initial thought is that we play better than what people think, because people will only look at the results and the highlights. We only show the goals. So, yeah, strange feelings.
Story of the match, conceding an early goal. I guess that puts you on the back foot a little bit, Gus.
Well, that's a nature of football, no? When you go into a game, you go with a plan. And I always say that us, the managers, we want as normal as possible the game, so we can make decisions. Then it could be an action of luck, like today, because the first goal is, if I'm not wrong, he foot his head and after it went in. And then, of course, you are maybe in the back foot, but I was no worry at all, because I thought the team was there. I thought that there were players that they were making the difference, and that sooner or later we will have our chance. So it was not a problem at all. Then there is key moments, and the key moments are the sending off and the goal in the same action. A very, very, one of the poorest goals that we conceded this year, which is very disappointing. Second half, I don't want to be unfair with anyone and the position, but for 20 minutes we were the better team by far. We come back in the game, and again, you concede at the wrong time a goal that we shouldn't concede. So, you didn't hear me saying too many things this, but from the three goals, two, they were very, very disappointing.
Tell us a bit about the decision, Ashley Barnes' decision to be sent off. What did you make of that, Gus?
Well, we were far. Remember that we were here and he was in the corner. I got no complaints.
No complaints. There was an incident in the second half, Gus, where Calderon was tackled on the far side. Was there a feeling that maybe that should have been a sending off as well?
The only thing I know is that the referees, they are human beings and they go feelings. And it's not the same to referee a game where you're expecting a team to be very powerful and challenging and make it 150,000 fouls, and another team who never make a foul, and then that team finish with more yellow cards than the opposition. And there's plenty of things that we are used. I think we're too nice as a club. I think it's time for the club to stand up and make things a little bit more clear, because apparently if you don't say it publicly, they don't react. I'm talking about referee association, I'm talking about football league. I'm getting a little bit fed up, you know? I know the difference. I play at Chelsea and I had no issues or whatsoever with the referees, then I play at Spurs and I was sent off three times. I was the same player in different teams, so different decisions against. Here is the same. Apparently we are not strong enough or big enough as a club. And until we don't reach those standards, it's going to be very difficult for us, because there were too many things today. I mean, the yellow card on Adam Elab is embarrassing. Embarrassing. In this game, then if you tell me it was no one foul and that was the only foul, maybe I give it to you. In this particular game, to give a yellow card Adam Elab in those conditions is embarrassing. So where we're going to go, I don't know. We see. Like I said, strange feelings. I'm not upset. I'm just disappointed with the two goals that we conceded.